Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Board Draw episode 125. And today, we're taking a look at the top of the Premier League table. We are recording this just before Liverpool's game versus Everton. So that may slightly alter what we're saying.
Mm.
But we're looking at the facts. Liverpool currently sits 6 points ahead of Arsenal at the top of the Premier League table with a game in hand. The one I just spoke about tonight.
So it could be nine by the time this is coming out.
Could be nine. We could, as we overview this, maybe with the principle of 6 points,
yeah,
and discuss if it could be nine or seven.
But like nine sounds so much worse than six, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I only really clocked today that we're basically like 2 months from the end of the season.
Yeah, I had this realization. I think like a couple of days ago, I was kind of like deep in it that like it feels like 2 weeks ago on the pod, I was like, oh, it's still early doors in the season.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's not even early doors, it's like closing doors.
What have we got, like 15 games left, 10 games left?
Yeah.
So it can't be a lot, can it? Let me have a little ganderooski. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4.
What game week?
We're on 25, so we've got 13 game weeks left.
Oh, bloody hell. It's closing time.
Mate, it's closing time, isn't it? Well, like, I think we're just about two-thirds of the way through the season.
Yeah.
So it is time to talk business.
The title race, the business end of the season.
Liverpool and Arsenal both had very quiet January transfer
Just
windows.
A newsflash. Are we being disrespectful to Nottingham Forest? Are they in the title race?
No.
Ah, alhamdulillah.
I mean, they're not.
Where are they? I don't know.
They're nowhere. They're not in a title race.
They're nowhere near. They're like probably like same points as Arsenal.
Where's the Premier League table? How do I get that? The table. So they are currently 9 points behind Liverpool.
Oh, so they're 3 behind us.
Yeah. So they could be in a title race.
Nah, we'll allow them for now. Forest will play the kind of Chelsea cards. We're not in a title race. We're not in a title race. And then they do a little second place jobby. That would be nuts if they finished second.
That's like...
Because I had, in my predictions, you can go roll the tape, mate. I had them to get relegated.
That's nuts.
Yeah, and they could finish second.
That is nuts.
That is like Leicester jobby, but obviously not without the title.
Oh, mate, put some respect on Nuno,
mate. Yeah, Nuno, mate. Spurs, back, mate.
So yeah, Liverpool and Arsenal both had quiet Januaries.
Very.
Probably more disappointing for Arsenal.
100%. I feel like if you're kind of leading the pack, you kind of... Everything's going well, not really any injuries.
Unless the right players come along.
Liverpool don't need to move. But Arsenal, we've got injuries and we're chasing.
And your team's shit.
Brother, make a move.
I mean, it's been about 6 windows in a row now they've cried out for a fucking striker.
And it still hasn't happened.
And now your only sort of recognisable striker is injured. He's done his army in Dubai.
So the boys have gone to Dubai after going out of the Carabao against Newcastle.
Mm.
So they're in Dubai at the moment. And like you said, we're going there pretty light anyway. Still no sacks. Gabby Jesus is out. And then we get there. Havertz does his hammy. Which is mad because I saw a stat where it's like most distance covered by players in the Premier League. And it's Bruno G and then Havertz. And that's for a striker to be covering second most in the league is nuts. Arteta does... One of my qualms with Arteta is he does run good players, like players that are performing, just into the ground.
Mm.
His like ability to rotate isn't
and manage
always
their minutes.
Man manage is not always great, and maybe that comes with the fact that our squad isn't super deep and we haven't got like on par replacements. Like, I've got like a hair in my eye. when Man City like balling out and their teams at elite levels, you can pull out a Phil Foden and plug in a Mahrez, and the level's still the same. But if you pull out a Saka and you plug in a Raheem Sterling, mate, the level change is cataclysmic. So I get that it's not always easy to man manage when like there's a massive gulf. But also
it's like you're
the
watching games though where Arsenal are like comfortably in control, the 2 goals up.
Yeah.
And instead of hooking Saka at like 70 minutes and giving him a bit of rest, he plays him for the fucking full 90.
Yeah.
And then he plays him full 90 in the cup and full 90 in the Champions League.
It's facts, like if you don't start rotating more, players are going to do the hammy. You see, I saw they were talking in the Man City-Real Madrid game last night that if Man City and Real Madrid play every single game they're eligible for, Man City will play 71 games this season and Real Madrid 72.
It's mental.
There's not even that many weeks, man. So
they're playing literally like
a game and a half.
A game and a half a week.
Mental stuff.
And not forget, like, during the summer, that's a break. So
I get what, like, I get the whole fucking injuries and players getting run into the ground.
I don't want to fucking hear it. Because these men are more than happy for 2 weeks after the fucking Premier League breaks up to go to Australia and play some fucking exhibition matches.
Yeah.
Man City, Arsenal, Man City, fucking Chelsea, Man City, United, in the US, in New Zealand, in China.
Yeah.
Don't give a fuck. Don't care. Yeah. If you want to play in all the competitions and compete, deal with it.
Yeah.
Deal with it. You know, like this is exactly the fucking problem.
Yeah.
Is that all I hear, whining. Brother, deal with it. You've got an academy. You've got development squads. Deal with it.
You got money. Go out and buy people.
Deal with it. I don't want to hear it.
It's facts. I think.
Don't want to hear it.
Ah, well, he doesn't want to hear it. There is two sides. Like, obviously, there are teams that are getting hamstrung by injuries, like Spurs. I banter them, but like the injury situation there is mental. But I still blame Ange and his style of play and that. And it's similar with Arsenal. The injury situation we've got is so much worse than Liverpool. I don't even think Liverpool have got like a first team player injured, really, that I can do off the dome.
No, I don't think so.
So
Gomez.
Our situation is bad. But then also it's the manager and...
Trent's out.
Yeah, fair. The manager and the board have got to take responsibility as well for kind of allowing situations like that to happen. That they've got to... You're getting paid the big bucks. You've got to foresee these kind of things.
Should we have a little look at the run-ins?
Yeah, talk to me.
So Liverpool obviously playing Everton tonight. If we just sort of ignore that...
The last ever Merseyside derby at Goodison.
Arsenal, I think, have the easier run-in. They have Leicester away, West Ham at home. Both, I think, should be fairly comfortable. Although... A little bit less comfortable now that you've literally got no recognised striker. I think your forward line is Ranieri, Trossard, and
Ranieri's only just come back from a pretty, like...
Yeah, he's only young as well. But you've got Trossard, Sterling, both fucking uninspiring.
Yeah.
Are we going to have to see a change in formation?
It could be long.
Maybe. Do you maybe like, pack out your midfield a bit more, play Trossard through the middle and play, like, Odegaard on the left or something?
Yeah, do, like, a false nine situation.
Yeah,
or
play Odegaard on the left or maybe Miles Lewis-Skelly, push him up and then play a back three? Have Calafiori play left back?
Fucking push up another 16-year-old or something.
Yeah, something's got to give, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, they've got Leicester away. I think it's an easy win. West Ham at home. Could be a little bit trickier, but I think it'd be all right. Then you've got Nottingham Forest, Man United and Chelsea.
Nottingham Forest midweek, so that's quick turnaround after the West Ham game.
Mm.
And Nottingham Forest, obviously, we mentioned them at the start. Fucking, they're
if they win that, they'll go above you.
Yeah, they're in what they think is a title race, and we're competing with them for these UCL spots. So there's going to be no pushover there.
Yeah, and with that recognised striker up top, teams are probably a bit more likely to go for you.
Who thought out of the four, West Ham, Forest, Man United and Chelsea, Forest to be our hardest challenge in there?
Not you at the beginning of the season.
Absolutely not, but here we are.
Man United away, it should be a win though. But you never know what Man United's going to turn up.
Yeah, it's always a hard one. Arsenal, Man United's always a bit of a... raucous affair.
Chelsea at home? I mean, Chelsea could be well out of the title race but at this point. I mean, they already are, but they could be battling for top four now.
We'd take them at home. I watched that game at the Ems last season. We won 5-0, mate.
Yeah, but you had all your players.
We did have all our players, to be fair.
Fulham at home, London derby. Not as easy as it seems.
I think we drew against them early in the season.
Everton away?
Yeah, bro, we struggle against Everton a lot as well. They're a
Brentford at home?
We should be beating Brentford.
Ipswich away.
Should be beating Ipswich.
Palace at home.
Should be beating Palace.
Bournemouth at home.
Alhamdulillah, lost that one earlier in the season.
And maybe the title decider. Yeah. Liverpool away. Third last game of the season. The only saving grace is that you or Liverpool could be in like Champions League contention at this point.
Yeah, it's one of those where if it's decided, there's nothing on that game. But if it's all to play for, that could be... scenes.
Then you've got Newcastle at home.
Which we'll probably lose. We'll probably beat Liverpool to get us into the fucking title race and then we'll
and
lose.
Then Southampton away to end it.
Yeah, fair.
It's not as easy as it seems looks on paper.
But it's easier than Liverpool, and that's because we had quite a rough start to the season.
Mm.
A lot of away matches back-to-back-to-back against the big lot. And we came out of those all right, actually.
Yeah, Liverpool.
Yeah,
talk
to me.
Double game week. Week 25, due to them progressing the Carabao Cup.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Wolves at home and Villa away. I mean, it's a lot of football. They have done well because they haven't had to play the Champions League playoff
Sunday
match.
Wednesday is not nice, though.
But they played... I know they had a very rested squad against Plymouth. Mm. But they played, what was that, Saturday? And then they play Everton tonight, Wednesday. Mm. Then they play again, what is it, Saturday?
Sunday.
Or Sunday, and then Wednesday again.
Yeah, so they got Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday. Wolves, Villa, Man City.
Yeah, three games in seven days.
And two, being kind of harsh on Wolves here, but two big ones. Two big away ones.
They should be beating Wolves.
Should be beating Wolves.
Villa, I think they will be great. They will be grateful that Villa have got a lot of injuries at the minute. I mean, they haven't got a centre back.
Hmm.
I think Konsa, Mings, and all injured.
Torres, yeah.
Yeah, all injured.
Hmm.
So it's a bit makeshift, but they've got dangerous players, Villa.
Yeah.
And they've got Marcus Rashford, who when he came on the other night looked like he wanted it.
Yeah.
He looked good when he came on.
Didn't even talk about that. Yeah.
And Asensio as well looked like Asensio proper
looked
baller.
Techie, yeah.
So it'd be interesting. And then they got Man City away, which it just you never know what Man City are going to turn up.
Villa and Man City away in like 4 days is rough.
The Newcastle at home.
Oh, God.
In literally like a 11 day period, they've got Villa away, City away, Newcastle at home. That is rough.
I don't want to say that could be the turning point for teams like Arsenal and Nottingham Forest because Liverpool will probably come out of that with maximum
Because in
points.
That time, you could have picked up points against Leicester, West Ham. Yeah. And then you would have a big game against Forest.
It'd be interesting. There's a lot to ride on like the next month or so. It's the fact that Arsenal are coming into this run, like you said, no recognised striker.
Yeah.
Arsenal came into this run, fully fit squad... You think there's a chance they can overturn this deficit?
I mean, but Liverpool, if they play a double game week next week, they could be 12 points clear on the board with Arsenal with a game in hand.
What's happening after Newcastle?
Then they've got a fairly
nice run.
Decent one. So they have Southampton at home, then there's an international break, and then they actually blank. So there's an international break after Newcastle at home, then it's Southampton at home, then they actually don't play in game week 29. Due to...
Yeah, here, they're off for a month, apparently.
A month?
Yeah, so they play Southampton on the 8th of March, and then Everton on the 2nd of April.
Yeah.
So what are they doing for that month? There must be an international
break. That must
break
be international
in
break.
Yeah.
So what's happening between the 25th of February and the 8th of March?
Yeah.
Is that Carabao Cup?
Final, yeah, maybe.
Maybe. So, yeah, and then they actually have, like, a fairly decent period of time off.
Does that mean they're playing Newcastle twice in, like, 2 weeks then?
Must be.
There and the Carabao Cup final. That's interesting.
And then, yeah, so they've got Everton, Fulham away, West Ham at home, Leicester away, Tottenham at home.
Boom. Tottenham, Chelsea, Arsenal.
Tottenham, Chelsea, Arsenal in a row. Big point. There's two pivotal points in this season of Liverpool left.
Just against the hard teams, yeah.
Yeah, and then they've got Brighton and Crystal Palace. I mean, the running is much harder for Liverpool.
Mm.
I would have to.
And obviously, well, both of them are in the UCL, but Liverpool have obviously got that Carabao Cup final, which will be pressure on. Arne Slot's first opportunity for a trophy.
Back-to-back.
Yeah, back-to-back. But they're out of the FA Cup now against Plymouth. So
yeah, I don't think they'll be too worried about that.
No, so games-wise, they've both got about the same. Yeah, apart from that Carabao.
You still in the FA Cup?
No, we're out. We lost to Man United.
Oh, yeah, he got done the first time of asking.
Penalty shootout.
So, yeah, I mean, Liverpool only got the extra game in the Carabao.
Yeah.
Arsenal and Liverpool both in the Champions League. See how that goes. But, yeah, it's difficult. I mean, before we close it off, Slot has come in, and if he wins the Premier League in his first season, after Liverpool not really competing in the last couple of club seasons.
Not really spending.
What does that mean for Mikel Arteta?
It's a great closing discussion.
Mm.
So I've seen a guy on Twitter that I like quite a lot. He's called Alex Moneypenny, I think he's called.
Mm.
He's like I think he does the Different Knock podcast. It's like an Arsenal-based podcast.
Okay.
And he said, I could actually find the tweet, but that'll be a delay. He said something along the lines of, Arsenal just getting UCL this season isn't a big problem considering our injuries. He says, if we can get Martinelli and Saka back and finish second, go huge in the summer, leave no stone unturned. But next season, the 25-26 season, is the last chance saloon for this current structure. And by structure, I don't think he just means the players. I think he means Arteta. I think he means a lot of the people on the board, maybe even the Kroenkes. If we continue to see avoidable mistakes, we have to see change somewhere.
I saw the geezer who filmed like a video outside the Emirates, and he was like, "Mr. Kroenke, you had the chance."
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, mate, he's a fucking nick.
He's a wet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And all he does is he sits and he does his voice. He's like, "Mr. Kroenke,
yeah, yeah,
we are fans of this club.
Yeah,
we will die." And it's like, get over yourself, you big wetty. But I think, do you know what? I think this season is too much. Like, how long can this drag on for? Because
so you're saying
I have
don't
a
get it
big
done.
Feeling that in the summer, Big Willie will be making a move to Madrid.
Mate, if Big Willie moves, I'm going to have a sad Willie.
Mate, you won't have a Big Willie.
Yeah, swear down. But one thing I can say on the Saliba thing is that he does look like he loves it here. I know the media says that like Madrid is his dream move, like it is for a lot of players. But I think we can probably get another season out of him, which echoes Alex's point that I think next season is
if you don't fucking win anything this year,
yeah, next season
next
is
season
last.
Is the biggest handout that Mikel Arteta will ever get in his life, because he does not fucking deserve it.
Do you think? I think he does.
The only thing I can say
is, I think people they just need to appreciate the situation we're in. We were dead food. We were what Man United and Spurs are going to get stuck in this rut now, where they can't get good again. We were there. There was no light at the end of the tunnel. Man United, how many managers have they had since Fergie? It's like
you're saying like the grass isn't always greener.
Nigh on a decade and these lot still haven't got back to competing. We were there. We were like, how the hell are we going to get competing? This Don has come in, changed everything about this team. We are competing in most competitions all the time at the highest level. We've got some of the best players in the world that want to be at this club. There's this looming, we haven't won anything. And I back that. That is not good enough. But the wheels haven't fallen off.
The wheels haven't fallen off. Mate, you're still in with the chance of winning the title this season.
Yeah.
You're still in the Champions League.
Mate, if he
round.
Wins the Champions League, give the guy a lifetime job. I'll back that here and now.
If you can't get it over the line this season, what did you say last season, at the end of last season? You said next season he has to win something.
Would you rather give the first 95% of a blowjob or the last 5%?
What's that got to do with
this? I don't really know.
But you're saying like he's done like 95% of the job.
Are we depriving
but you're
him
saying,
of
you're
that
saying
final
like, 5%? You're saying like the last 5% is like the glory.
Oh, it's the glory.
Like, would I rather manage a team for 95% of the season and
someone else
and I leave when they're second and then someone else comes in?
Yeah, take your glory.
And only manages one game but wins something?
Yeah.
The one game?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Ignore the blowjob.
I don't know where you were going with that.
But yeah.
Yeah,
in my opinion, Arteta, the wheels haven't fallen off. The players still want to fight for this guy.
I understand the point. I think
give him next season.
It's been a rough season. You've had Odegaard out for an extended period of time. You've had defender Ben White out for an extended period of time. You've had
Calafiori
out. You've had Gabriel out for a period of time. You've had Raya out for a bit of time. You've had Bukayo Saka out for a long part of the season.
I even tweeted when Saka got injured and they were like, oh, he could be out for the season. I was like, right off the season there and then.
Gabriel Jesus, I don't think he's been fit this year.
No.
Martinelli, he started to look a little bit like himself again.
Bosh,
done. You're left with no strikers, and then your only striker gets injured. It's been a rough season. So, I see what you're saying. Give him another chance.
Give him that 5%.
But, I think this summer, you could be in trouble. I think players could get picked.
Do you think?
And what if Man City invest heavy in the summer? They get found clear.
If Man City get found clear, the podcast is cancelled because the game has gone.
They get found clear and they get like some big ballers in. They could be back next season.
They could be. Liverpool could be back.
Liverpool could have won the league.
Yeah. But like Alex said, leave no stone unturned in the summer. Obviously, there's been this whole narrative.
So that means you go out and you get like Gyökeres.
We get Isak.
You get Isak?
We get Isak.
What other stones need to unturn in?
We get another winger. We get, let's say, Nico Williams.
Okay.
Let's get another creative midfielder. Take the burden off of Odegaard. Let's get... And this is like me pushing
so
the button.
So that could be like 100 million for Isak.
Yeah.
I think Nico has got like a 60 million.
I think it's like 47.
Yeah, release clause.
Bosh.
It's 150 million there.
Florian Wirtz.
Mate, that's another 100 million.
Let's say that's another 100 million. Say we spend...
250 million.
So we've done that before. And we didn't spend in
Jan. I mean, Man City done it this
yeah, exactly. Yeah. We didn't spend in Jan, and we had a lightish last summer.
But do you not think you need to get rid of some players first? Before
yeah.
You do that?
Jorginho leaving, Partey leaving, Zinchenko leaving, probably Gabriel Jesus leaving. Jakub Kiryor leaving.
I see we can shift them, though.
I think we can shift most of them. Let's say we spend, and it doesn't necessarily need to be on those players I've said.
Mm.
Apart from Isak, he like actually needs to come because this is fate that this guy is Thierry Henry reincarnate. But yeah, say we leave no stones unturned, buy the biggest talent, have the biggest window ever. Then Mikel Arteta has one season to make that work. If that window doesn't happen, the board need to go.
No, but why did the board need to go if they facilitated all that for you?
No, if that window doesn't happen.
Oh, the window doesn't happen, sorry. Yeah, fine.
Then the board needs to go or Arteta needs to walk for not being backed. But if he gets backed, gets his man, gets the man, the striker he wants.
He will never
He's
walk.
Twerking for he Arteta. He's twerking for Isak, Arteta. Every time we play Newcastle, they're like, he says, Isak is so effective. He's one of those players that only needs one chance to score. Twerking for him. If he is supplied Isak and we don't go win the league, I'm happy
fold.
To sack him.
Fold the club.
Happy to sack him. But give this guy next season.
You're the fan of the club, mate.
Arsenal fans, let us know in the comments. Is this title race over? Does Arteta get another season? Are Liverpool going to win the league?
Mate, it's going to be interesting. I think there's a couple of twists in the tail yet to come. It's been Bordeaux. And it's live.